Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a wonderful show. Rosemary Clooney, Bob Manning, Glenn Miller, Ralph Martiri, and many more. So stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Vic Damone, from Larry Clinton. And right now, it's June Christie, and You Come a Long Way from St. Louis.
You came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of boomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Yes, you've got a long, long
got my tweed pressed, got my best vest. All I need now is a girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high. I got the place and I got the rhythm. All I need now is a girl to go with them. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a while. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is a girl. Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest. All I need now is a girl. I got my striped tie, I got my hope tie, I got the place and I got the rhythm. All I need now is a girl to go with them. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a while. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is a girl. All I need is a girl.
Got one about that size, and she's got to be Polish.
Vic Damone from a CD called The Song Is You and a Cy Coleman tune called All I Need Is a Girl Like You. Before that, Larry Clinton and his orchestra, one that he composed called the Glen Island Hop, written about the Glen Island Casino in Long Island, where Glenn Miller also performed. We started with June Christie and a Bob Russell tune called You Come a Long Way from St. Louis. And Bob Russell had a birthday on this week back in 1902. Well, let's see. Back in 1940 on this week, the radio program Take It or Leave It was first heard on CBS Radio on this day. Bob Hawke offered contestants, get this, a top prize of 64 whole dollars. No, there were no lovely parting gifts or consolation prizes we could find. The losers just left. On this week back in 1931, a helicopter-type aircraft known as an autogyro landed on the lawn of the White House, but before the Secret Service could come out with guns blazing, President Herbert Hoover came out and shook hands with the pilot and gave him a trophy. Don't try this today. And an eight-team National League League began its inaugural season on this week back in 1876. A crowd of 3,000 watched as Boston defeated Philadelphia 6-5. The opening season consisted of 70 games, a lot less than the 162-game season we play today, and there were no playoffs. These are the cities that were home to the original eight National League teams. They were Cincinnati, Boston, Chicago, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. Let's get back to more music on Swing right now. We're going to be hearing from Ralph Martiri. We'll have the Andrew Sisters. And right now it's Johnny Mercer with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers and Candy.
Sugar candy,
because I'm sweet on candy and candy's sweet on me.
She
candy's always handy.
When I need sympathy,
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine.
Marching home. my Jim home, and we'll go on in our van. We'll sit down under the apple tree, maybe just you and me, when I come marching home.
That's the fine band and the trumpet of Ralph Martiri, and a Leroy Anderson tune from 1949, song called Trumpeter's Lullaby. Before that, it was the Andrew Sisters, their famous Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me. Written by Lou Brown in 1942, was in a Andrew Sisters film called Private Buckaroo. And this song was on the hit parade on This Week back in 1942 at number 16. We started with Johnny Mercer with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers and a Mac David Joan Whitley tune from 1944 called Candy. Johnny Mercer, by the way, was featured in a film, I should say a song, this song right here, which was number one on this day. The number two song was Harry James, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Number three was The Pied Pipers, and My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Bob Willis had the number four song on this day in 1945, which was Smoke on the Water. Well, the exclamation, land ho, rang out on This Week back in 1889, the sound of a gunshot was the only signal needed for thousands of settlers to rush onto the Oklahoma Territory to claim their pieces of land. The U.S. federal government had purchased almost 2 million acres of land in central Oklahoma from the Creeks and the Seminole Indians and opened it up to settlers to claim their stakes. The purchase was made under pressure of cattle ranchers who needed more land for grazing. On this day, back in 1914, Babe Ruth, playing for the Baltimore Orioles, made his pitching debut in pro ball. He shut out the Buffalo Bisons 6-0. And, speaking of pitchers, on this week back in 1936, Bob Feller made his pitching debut for the Cleveland Indians. Feller struck out 15 of the St. Louis Browns in the first outing. And 3 weeks later, he tied the American League record by striking out 17. Can you imagine? I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Rosemary Clooney, from Bob Manning. Right now, it's Glenn Miller and Pennsylvania 65000.
And the wrong place, though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style, though your smile is lovely. It's the wrong smile, it's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right it's all right with me.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring. To face, I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to?
That, of course, Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle's orchestra and April in Paris. Before that, it was Bob Manning and a Cole Porter tune from 1953. He wrote the words and the music to It's All Right With Me, sung by Bob Manning so well from his CD called Great Gentlemen of Song. And we started with Glenn Miller and a Jerry Gray tune from 1940 called Pennsylvania 65,000. It was recorded on this week back in 1940. And a little note right now that tomorrow, April 26th, the four freshmen will perform at Xavier University at the Gallagher Theater at 3 p.m. That's tomorrow, the four freshmen at Xavier at 3 p.m. I'm Bill Cartwright. We have another roughly half hour coming up of some great stuff. And in the next few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Helen Humes. And right now, it's Benny Goodman, the Benny Goodman Trio, and China Boy.
until I told you, baby, just why I love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. To be with you, I'd love you all so long. I'm telling you true, that you'd never be blue if I could be with you for 1 hour. If I could be with you, now if I could be with you just 1 hour tonight, and I was free to do the things I might do, you to know I wouldn't go until I told you, baby, why I loved you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, that you'd never be blue. If I could be with you for 1 hour, if I could be with you.
It's a cute song called If I Could Be With You. It's been around for a long time, since 1926 to be exact, and it was made popular back then by Ruth Etting and later on by Louis Armstrong. This was sung by Helen Humes, the backup by Marty Paich and his orchestra. We started with something from the Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert in 1938. It was the Benny Goodman Trio and a song called China Boy, which was recorded on this very date. Oh, my goodness, I've got the date here somewhere in my notes, and I can't find it, but you know it was recorded. And this was at Carnegie Hall, and it was January of 1938. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, let's see. On this week back in April of 1963, Pete Rose of the Reds got his first hit in the major leagues, a booming triple off the Pirates' Bob Friend. Charlie Hustle went to break Ty Cobb's all-time hitting record more than 20 years later. And on this day back in 1956, Elvis Presley made his Las Vegas debut at the Frontier Hotel, with Heartbreak Hotel at the top of the pop charts. One can imagine the excitement generated by the new king of rock and roll, but even with a number one hit, Elvis was not yet well received by the middle-aged audience. Management of the Frontier was so unimpressed, they gave Elvis his walking papers after 1 week of a two-week engagement. Well, let's get back to more music on Swing. We're going to be hearing from Sinatra, from Les and Larry Elgart. And right now, this is one of the best songs Ella ever recorded. Here she is with Nelson Riddle and The Way You Look Tonight.
Some with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just
must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. That's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Cheating shows and it never goes. You got a reason to be mad, I suppose. But she only was a passing fad. Baby, don't you be mad. Her kind's a dime a dozen, and that's not the kind I want. Who'd ever dream your cousin would wander into that restaurant? I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Would come along and give us the eye. I understand that you feel upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, don't you go away mad. Understand that you're quite upset. What do you say that you forgive and forget? Come on and kiss me just to show you're glad. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you go away mad. Now don't you go away mad.
Oh. That Sinatra is so good, and this is Neil Hefti's orchestra in the background, and a Jimmy Mundy tune with Illinois Jacquette called Don't You Go Away Mad. Before that, it was Les and Larry Elgard and a Dave Brubeck tune. Not often, matter of fact, I don't know if we've ever played a Dave Brubeck tune before on this show, but it was called Three to Get Ready. And before that, it was the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald, by the way, who had a birthday on this day back in 1918. This song, written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern, was just terrific, called The Way You Look Tonight. Well, it was on this day back in 1931 that NBC Radio presented Lum and Abner for the first time. This popular program continued for 24 years on the air, not all of them on NBC. In fact, all four networks, CBS, ABC, Mutual, and NBC, carried the program for a period of time. Lum and Abner hailed from a fictitious town of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Fictitious, that is, before 1936, when Waters, Arkansas, changed its name to Pine Ridge. How about that? And the publisher of Life magazine just about passed out when he looked at his just-off-the-press publication on this day in 1937 and noticed that someone had forgotten to put the word life in the upper left-hand corner. Well, it was the only time that Life went nameless. Since hundreds and thousands of copies were already printed, the magazines hit the streets with no name on the cover. Let's get back to more music. We have time for a few more. And right now, it's Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and Sophisticated Lady.
restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you had long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you
listening to Gerald Wilson's orchestra and, of course, Cole Porter's Love for Sale. Before that, it was Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle and Sophisticated Lady. Well, we're running out of time, folks. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.